Well, it is time for another round of Thriving in Orange, an exclusive feature made possible by Orange County Economic Development Small Business Grant Program. It's a monthly conversation showcasing some of the great small businesses of our community who have gotten grants from the county to help continue to grow and thrive. The Small Business Investment Grant Program was launched in 2015, an important financial assistance resource that gets $150,000 each year from Article 46 to support the growth and retention of Orange County's many small businesses, including Tempo Brew. We are joined today by the founders of Tempo Brew, G. Riggay and Kevin Murphy. Thank you both so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
So tell us about Tempo Brew. What is it? How did they get it started? What inspired you?
Tempo Brew is essentially a cold brew coffee company. And for those listeners who may not be familiar with cold brew coffee is essentially coffee that's brewed at room temperature or lower for upwards of 8 hours. There's absolutely no heat in the brewing process. And what that helps, that allows is, because there's no heat, it's higher in natural sugars, it's lower in bitterness and lower in acidity than hot brewed coffee. And so at Tempo Brew, we make authentically cold brewed coffee that has only natural ingredients. It has no additives, no sugar, no preservatives at all. We have a couple of flavored options that we offer as well. Then those are flavored with the actual spices. What inspired us? This is essentially our pandemic baby, so to speak, our COVID baby.
Nice.
The pandemic hit and our favorite coffee shops essentially closed. We started making our own cold brew and we started getting what's on the market in the grocery stores. And we realized that we kept going back to our own fridge. And then it was an inherent problem there, right? That we weren't really enjoying what was on the market. And so that's where we saw an opportunity to offer a cold brew coffee that was flavor forward and that was authentically cold brew. There's absolutely no heat in the brewing process. And also something that's just chuggable, something that we would want to drink all day, every day. And that's really our inspiration for Tempo.
Now that the business is in place, like, where do you make it? Is it still out of the house or is it, do you have a facility? Like, what do you do?
Oh, it would be so great if we could do it out the house. when we were started it and we were playing around with, like, can we bottle better tasting coffee that will taste great even though it's in a bottle?
Yeah.
We were doing our own experiments at home, which is allowed. But if you're going to sell, you can't have dogs in the home. They're
fair,
pests.
Yeah.
The Department of Agriculture told us that they're considered pests, and we haven't told them that yet. But,
right.
So we've been brewing out of a shared kitchen in Hillsborough called Piedmont Food Processing Center,
nice.
PFAP. And that's where we started, and that's where we're still brewing.
So yeah. Where can people find Tempo Brew now?
Well, if you're looking for a wholesale or a coffee subscription, get in touch with us. We serve caterers, offices, co-working spaces, and bakeries all across the Triangle. We offer fantastic prices, so you can get in touch through our website at www.tempobrew.com or through our Instagram at tempobrew. If you're looking for a pouch for yourself or for your family, you can find us at any of the Weavers across the Triangle. We're also at a couple of spots in Durham, at the Durham Co-op and Bodega. If you're in Apex, we're at the wonderful Elk, and we're in a couple of spots in Raleigh as well, including the Little Blue Bakehouse, Relish, and the Butcher's Market in
nice.
Raleigh.
I need to plug Weaver Street Market because, like,
yes.
We're here, but I love that bodega in Durham,
the
one downtown. Super cool. Like, every time I go in there, I'm always impressed by everything that's there. We're speaking with G and Kevin from Tempo Brew. TempoBrew.com is the website, and we're talking with them in the context of Thriving in Orange, which is our monthly conversation showcasing some great small businesses in our community who have gotten grants from the county's Small Business Investment Grant program. So tell us about how that program has worked for you.
That program has been wonderful. I should mention that program, not that specifically, but Orange County also supports the Commercial Kitchen Piedmont Food Processing Center, which is where we've launched the business, has been continuing mm-hmm. operating out of. Mm-hmm. So all in all, we have a lot of love for Orange County. And the way that the grant helped us was twofold. First of all, it helped us jumpstart our wholesale business. Just to buy some bulk inventory, start with lower prices, and just jumpstart that flywheel. So it was critical just for that. And then it's always a learning process. G and I come from nonprofit social science background. we're not natural business people. And so there's a lot of iteration, but that costs money. And the grant program has allowed us to iterate and to improve faster and to just in general to get that flywheel started and then spinning faster. So it's been very critical for us.
What was the biggest challenge?
What do you mean biggest challenge in what way?
Just like opening, sustaining the business, like from start to finish. Like what did you encounter that you didn't expect?
I'll say for my part, it really is a mindset thing. To go from, like Kevin said, when we started off, we brought our kind of social science research backgrounds, right? And then to be an entrepreneur, you've got to be in that constant problem-solving mode, and it's relentless.
Yeah.
And you've got to fall in love with the problem. You can't fall in love with the solution, because the minute you fall in love with the solution, you go, why didn't that work, right? And so for me, the biggest challenge, and something that I continue to work through, is continuing to be in that mindset, continuing to have like my muster up and my gloves up and being like, okay, what's the next problem that we're going to solve? And that's kind of been, you know, tackling everything that comes around the corner.
Mm-hmm. And I would just say there's so many roles. You know, one day I'm a tax lawyer, then I'm an accountant, then I'm a marketer, and I'm a salesman. There's just a lot of roles, and you got to really stretch. And that is both fun and challenging.
And that's where the Small Business Investment Grant Program can come in. That's Orange County Economic Development's program. You can find out more about them at orangecountync.gov. Go to the Economic Development page for more on that. We're speaking with G and Kevin from Tempo Brew. TempoBrew.com is their website. I love falling in love with the problem instead of the solution. Like, I'm going to remember that phrase for later. But as we start to wrap up this conversation, what's next for Tempo Brew? Where are you taking the business from here?
Right now we're still focused on quote unquote saturating the triangle. We know there's still businesses that have not bought from us, that there's subscriptions that need to be started.
Yeah.
And so we're just focused on saturating the triangle, getting into more stores, getting into more bakeries, getting into more offices.
And so our singular focus is just cold brew coffee, right? That's what we pay all of our attention to. Mm. And so to Kevin's point, the more we can saturate the triangle, that's our current goal, and then we'll see where that leads to from there. But that's where
So we've had always those wine-sized pouches for personal use, and we've had kegs for business use. We've just come out with right in between these very large pouches that are 3 liters, hold 40 cups, that will allow us to get into more offices and are perfect for a lot of venues.
Yeah. Love it. How'd you come up with Tempo Brew? How'd the name come about?
Well, for one, with cold brew coffee, it's one of the biggest elements to it, and so it's a spin on that, right? We brew with time, so that's where Tempo came from. And personally, for me, I've been obsessed with coffee since my entire adult life, and I always kind of wanted to have a coffee truck. I partly grew up in India, and there are these small trucks in India that I wanted to repurpose to make a coffee truck. But those are called Tempo in India.
Oh, nice.
And that's kind of where that kind of name stuck in my head.
Awesome.
And it worked. It worked for cold brew and the concept of cold brew as well. It's really, let's go.
Perfect. Yeah. Again, TempoBrew.com is the website. Go there and find out more. OrangeCountyNC.gov and click on Economic Development for more on Orange County Economic Development, bringing us Thriving in Orange, talking about the businesses that benefit from their Small Business Investment Grant Program, including Tempo Brew. G and Kevin, thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thank you.